2. Hello, Eagles fans. Chris McPherson, Bo Wolf here at training camp at the NovaCare Complex, and we're checking out some of the individual drills as the quarterbacks throw to the receivers. And as you can see, Nick Foles and G.J. Kinney line up in the shotgun with the quick passes. And Bo, as we enter our fifth day of training camp.
Sounds about right.
Training sessions here. Your take of what you've seen from the quarterbacks. Pat Shurmur, very effusive in his praise of Mark Sanchez and how he's developed in the time that he's been here.
Yeah, Coach Shurmur said that Sanchez has improved every single day here, which certainly sounds like coach speak, but Mark Sanchez has been impressive here so far, and he's picked up the offense quickly. We had a chance to talk to him yesterday on the Eagles Beakley podcast, which you can watch later on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. But
I've never heard of that podcast. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, there. It's actually really good. Anyway, Sanchez has been great, and he's picked up this offense very well. As Coach Kelly has talked about, his fourth offensive system in 5 or 6 years, so he's used to picking up new offenses, but I think he likes the look of this offense, sort of takes some of the pre-snap decision-making out of it, and he's looked very sharp, and as have the receivers, as Coach Shurmur talked about during his press conference.
Certainly. We saw Jordan Matthews, receivers running some crossing routes there. Jordan Matthews, as he does after each and every rep, taking it to the house, and Pat Shurmur actually saying that he's glad that there's fencing because otherwise he would just run it all the way into Broad Street.
That's
if
right.
He had the opportunity to, so.
And we were trying to add this up the other day or think about it, but the two most prolific quarterback to receiver or tight end combinations throughout camp have been Mark Sanchez to Jordan Matthews and Matt Barkley to James Casey. It seems like those two pairings seem to match up every other play when they're on the field together.
I mean, you have that go-to guy. You go through your progressions and you have that guy that you've established.
Chris, you are
that
my
comfort
go-to
level.
Guy.
Hey, Bo, once and always. Once and always. So we see a little Josh Huff. Everyone is on the Jordan Matthews bandwagon, obviously. He's been very impressive. But Josh Huff, I think he's been asked to do a little bit more than Jordan Matthews up to this point, working outside, working inside as well. And Pat Shurmur said that one of the biggest challenges for Huff to this point is realizing that it's not Oregon East. It's the Eagles offense. It's different in terms of some of the route concepts, what they're asked to do. And quite frankly, the defenses which you're going to go against are much different than what you saw in the Pac-12 and at the college
level.
And
I think there are a lot more question marks about where Josh Huff fits into this offense. Jordan Matthews, you can see right away, he is competing at that slot position. He hasn't even really taken many reps on the outside. That's where he will be if eventually he forces his way into the lineup alongside Jeremy Maclin and Riley Cooper. Josh Huff is a guy where I think you have to sort of game plan ways to get him the ball. Pat Shurmur talked about he is a guy who sort of has a running back build. If you can get him the ball in the backfield,
certainly.
Get him the ball in screens, he can make stuff happen after the catch. I don't know where he fits in with this offense, and you know, certainly maybe if somebody goes down, knock on wood, he steps in, but it's going to be interesting to see how they find a role for him in his rookie season.
Any of the receivers who have caught your eye up to this point, outside of, obviously everyone has their eyes on
Coach Shurmur talked about Aurelius Ben has been impressive so far beyond that first group of receivers. I think he's been pretty good as well, a few drops here and there, but I think don't count out Brad Smith. He's been the guy who's started in the slot. He's going to try as best he can to hold off Jordan Matthews.
Yeah, and to this point, he's done a phenomenal job of that. So that's going to do it for quarterback receiver individual drills here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.